Welcome to the Dropshipping Secrets Show with Jesse Lopez, the place for women, period.
Welcome back to my podcast. Before I get started, I finally created my YouTube channel and it's up and running. Thank you to all of those that were asking and suggesting that I create one. You can find me on YouTube at Jesse Lopez with the Dropshipping Secrets logo as a profile pic.
Hey, what's up? What's up? So, Looks app is an app that you should be using for your store. It's great to get reviews. If you're dropshipping, something that you could do with this is import reviews. Basically, you leverage AliExpress's reviews. Another thing is if you're doing Google advertisement, you could also Looks allows you to leverage your reviews, whether you get them on the store or whatnot, and show them on Google Ads, right? Show them on there, so which is very cool. Another thing is it integrates with a bunch of different apps as well, so you're able to, you know, show your reviews on other things, such as, you know, if you're using upsell apps. I know it integrates with certain upsell apps and certain email platforms, right? So, but another thing it's great for is sending out to the customer once that they have received their order, and you're able to set it up and time this. So if you're drop shipping and let's say you already know that, you know, on average it takes about 14 days, you know, just about every customer that has ordered from you gets their, you know, let's say between 12 to, you know, 16 days, right? That's about the timeline. Like, there's no orders that go over that or whatnot over 16 days. So what you can do is you can actually set something up in here to send out an email, right, a couple days after, right, they receive their order. And you definitely don't want to send it sooner, because the problem with that is the customer is going to be mad that they, you know, they're getting this email and they hadn't even received their order, right? So they're going to be mad. So what's good about this is you can set it up to send it once they receive their order. Now, another cool thing about this is that you're able to, I'm going to show you how you can set it up to, basically you're going to give them a discount code and tell them, like, hey, you know, here's a discount code, you know, thank you for purchasing. And I'll share the template with you as well. But you're going to give them a discount code and let them know if there was anything else in their store, you know, they could, you know, definitely use that discount code. And the discount code is definitely going to be up to you. I think 25-30% is definitely, you know, a good discount code, because you definitely want them to keep purchasing from you, you know, and assuming that they love their product, right? They liked what they ordered from you. You definitely want them to get, first off, if they bought from you, they're gonna trust you already, right? They're gonna know you're a legit store and stuff like that. So them buying from you again shouldn't be a problem. So incentivizing them with the discount is definitely gonna help you out. You know, it's definitely gonna be easier for them to make another purchase, right? And you know, it's definitely a lot easier to get somebody to keep buying from you, right? Especially if they had a good experience, you know. If they had a bad experience, you know, they might just not ever order from you again, or they might just give you a second chance. But either way, assuming they love you, it's just going to be a lot easier. You know, it's always a lot easier to get people who have ordered from you already to keep buying from your store. So I'm going to go over this and show you how to set this up. Okay, so the first thing we're going to do is come over here to settings. Now from here, we're just going to go ahead and scroll down. Okay, so right here is where you're able to set the timing of when you want to send the email, right? So you're able to switch it to, you know, whatever it is. If, you know, your customers are getting their orders in within 7 days, you know, you can set it for, you know, 7 days, and so on and so forth. So for this store, it is 14 days. I'm gonna go ahead and leave it like that. So once an order is marked as fulfilled, once the tracking number has been imported into the order, you know, the order gets marked as fulfilled. And then, you know, the order will reach the customer within 14 days, you know, before 14 days. So, you know, you definitely want to give it a little cushion just because, as well as like holidays or maybe, you know, like right now, the Christmas rush or whatnot. So you definitely want to have a little cushion, you know, that's definitely important. I mean, anything could happen, you know, they could be super busy at the hubs. So definitely keep that in mind. Give yourself a little cushion. So we got that set at 14 days, depending on what plan you are on. This one is the cheapest plan for this store. But anyways, you're able just to, you know, add your logo and stuff like that. So this is the first part we're going to be changing right here. So it's email text. Okay. I've already gone ahead and copied the template. And it says just checking in with you since your, you know, it's going to be your store name. Order has been delivered. I'm reaching out to ensure your order is fantastic. Is in fantastic condition and is working as intended. If you have any questions, concerns, don't hesitate to contact our support team. If you have not received your package yet, be on the lookout for the delivery truck today or tomorrow. Track your order by using this link here. You know, you're going to put your order page, your order lookup where customers can track their order on your website. That's what that's for. If you had any trouble tracking your order or found something confusing and feel unable to leave me a 5-star rating, please contact us by email. Okay. And then you can put your email right there so that I can work with you to resolve any issues that you may have. I strive to ensure you're 100% satisfied with your purchase. Thanks again for supporting storename.com. Have a great day. Thanks. Your name, store name, email us at your support email. Okay, so it's pretty simple, guys, right? It's just basically, you know, edit the template and put in your info, and man, that is it. So this is important as well, because this is gonna help you, right? This is like a first line of defense. This is gonna help you, you know, reach out to customers who have problems, okay? Find out which customers are having the problems and resolve them quickly. You know, with Facebook, you know, penalizing you if you get a bad review. You know, Facebook is now, after a customer orders from your website, what Facebook is doing is they're actually sending customers like a survey almost. Like it is a survey. They're sending them a survey and asking them like, hey, how was your experience from ordering from, you know, your site name, and customers are putting in, you know, of course, most of them are putting in honest info. And, you know, the truth is some customers might not like what you are selling. That's going to happen. It's just business, you know, it comes with it. So therefore, if that's your first line of defense, well, and a customer had a bad experience with you, or maybe they received something, it was torn, or a piece was broken, or whatever it was, and they give that feedback to Facebook, well, you get basically like points dropped, right? You're the way we, you know, when we advertise on Facebook and our, including our Facebook page, like we're on a score. So basically when you get negative feedback like that, your points drop, okay? And if they drop so low, the more and more they drop, I mean, one, Facebook is gonna start charging you more for ads, right? If it gets to a certain point. So this is great by, you know, catching that. This is great by having this be the first line of defense, okay? If there's anything wrong, you're able to handle it before they get that survey from Facebook, right? That's why you handle it and you take care of it, and then a customer sees it on Facebook and they're like, you know, they had an amazing experience because, you know, maybe something was wrong with their order or whatnot, but you took care of it, right? And now they had an amazing experience with your customer service that you provided them, and you fixed and solved their problem. So they're going to leave you a good rating, which leaves you in good standing with Facebook, which is going to help you get cheaper cost per purchase and all that, right? Get more reach and all that. So that's why this is very, very important as well. And the other thing is just going to help you get more sales as well. So it's a win-win, right? Okay, so scroll down. Okay, so the percentage is up to you. You know what you want to give. On here, it could be 15. I prefer 25 to 30%, but for this account, 15% is, you know, the most that we can give on here because of the high priced items, right? And the profit margin. So so that's what we're going with on this store, but I definitely recommend 25 to 30%. You know, it just depends. You know, you've got to work out the numbers and see what works best for you and your store. Okay. Okay, so auto generate, that's what you want to be selected. Reminders. Okay, depending on which plan you go with, if you do go with the higher plan, basically you're gonna send them the same script that we have up here, that we put up here. Okay, you're sending them the exact same thing. The only thing that's changing is the reminder email subject, and it's basically that one right there, you know, their name, and then it says don't forget to share your thoughts. Right, so you know, it's basically the reminder email text is the same thing. Remind your customers to add photos to the review. That is definitely a plus. Okay, that's definitely what you want. Okay, review form. Okay, don't worry about that. Send review request to. Also inscribed. Okay. This is going to be helpful for you, and you're going to be able to leverage this not only on your website, like I mentioned earlier, or on Google, but you can also use this on Facebook. So when a customer goes to your Facebook page, they're able to see your reviews. And you know, social proof is what sells. You know, you can also use these testimonials in ads, you know, when you're retargeting and stuff like that, right? Let's say you get, you know, for example, like 20 reviews from a certain product, and I mean, you know, maybe 8 people left a photo, right, of the product and left a good review, then now you're able to retarget customers, you know, on Facebook with an ad that says, with an ad that has 8 pictures of different customers, right? And you know, it's just like, you can make it like a slideshow, right? Every 2-3 seconds, you know, a video, a slideshow of it, right? And advertise that, and that's gonna be so powerful, right? When you retarget with social proof and stuff like that, man, it's so powerful. So I hope this has been helpful for you. Before you go, click that subscribe button, turn on the notifications, and give me a huge thumbs up.